Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be introducing Arlo Guthrie in about 5 minutes. Just want to change the microphones and the lights. See you very shortly.
Very hard. How do you like that tonight?
Oh, boy. Very pappy and very hard. Very prappy and very hard. Ladies and gentlemen, Gertie's folk city is very proud and happy to present this young man to you, a wonderful young folk singer whom we're going to hear for a long, long time, a great guy. Arlo Guthrie, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all ready? Some of you may recognize the tune. If you don't recognize it, I'd learn to memorize it right now. Comes around. Want to hear a groovy chord? You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's a roundabout, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now, a lot of times people get up on the stage, they start playing the song, and in the middle of the song, or near the end of it, they say, all right, everybody sing. Well, some people sing and some people don't sing, and that's a tragedy. And that's because they never tell you why you should sing. And not only tonight, friends, am I going to tell you why you should sing, but specifically why you should sing Alice's Restaurant. Now, I've been told already tonight, friends, that there are people in the audience right now who have had Alice's restaurant on their mind. Now, that means that somebody one time or another is going to go out on the street, start whistling it, humming it, dancing to it, jumping up and down, stuff like that. Well, friends, somebody, because people are very curious around here, is going to come up and ask you, maybe, what's that you're whistling, dancing, humming up, and jumping up and down to? And with pride, you'll say, Alice's Restaurant. Take out your American flag, start waving it. Well, friends, chances are that the person you tell will want to know the words to the song. And so you'll tell him, cause you know the words. Pretty soon on West 4th Street, soon as you get out here, he's gonna know the words to Alice's restaurant. And it's gonna move, friends, it's gonna move over to McDougal Street. Because if one person on McDougal Street's doing it, everybody on McDougal Street will be doing it sooner or later. And if McDougal Street's doing it, you can bet that Bleecker Street will be doing it too. Well, if Bleecker and McDougal's doing it, you can bet your boots that the whole village will be doing it pretty soon. And so the whole village will know the words to Alice's restaurant. And if the village knows it, it'll move, friends. It'll move to the people on 6th Avenue and 8th Street, stuff like that. It'll go way over to the west side, all the way over to the east side. Downtown and uptown. Pretty soon, everybody in the naked city is gonna know the words to Alice's restaurant. And it's gonna go out to Queens and Brooklyn and Staten Island and the Bronx. And it's gonna be getting famous. And friends, to make a long story short, it's gonna go down to New Jersey, Delaware, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Washington, Georgia, and Florida. So that pretty soon, and it's gonna go north too, friends, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, all the way up to Maine. The whole East Coast, friends, is gonna know the words to Alice's restaurant. And that's not the end of it. Gonna get down to Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. It's gonna go west across the Rockies, north into Alaska, into California, New Mexico, in Old Mexico. And it's gonna move right down there across the canal into the whole South America. Gonna move into Canada and in the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, and the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and there's a slight chance it may get into Cuba. Make a long story short, there's gonna be an Eskimo sitting in Alaska. In his igloo while his fire's burning it down from the inside. And then when his igloo's all burnt down, he's gonna go out and get in his kayak, go across the straits there, and bring Alice's restaurant to Russia, to China, all that part of the world in there. And friends, it's gonna get down to both sides of the 17th parallel. And on both sides of it, people will be singing Alice's Restaurant. And can you imagine a scene where there's two soldiers, enemies, one's about to bayonet the other as he's got him on the ground. And the guy on the ground says, "Wait, before you kill me, tell me the words to Alice's Restaurant." And they find that they sing it so well together that they just get up and walk away. Make $1 million just singing Alice's Restaurant together. Well, friends, it'll go to Africa too. And to make a longer story shorter, it's gonna go over the whole world. And after it goes everywhere else, it'll get to England. Friends, that's about it. Except to say I haven't told you why you ought to sing Alice's Restaurant yet. And the reason is very simple. Because on that day when the whole world knows the words to Alice's Restaurant, I mean, it's gonna be a great day, friends. because we want to prepare for it. And instead of sending shovels and rakes and grain, seeds and wheat in those care packages, we're going to send everybody an alarm clock. Everybody in the whole world's going to get an alarm clock. And on 1 second, or 1 hour, or 1 day, etc., after everybody knows the words to Alice's restaurant, all the alarm clocks in the world are going to go off in the key of D. And right then, people are going to rush out into the streets and start singing Alice's restaurant. Everybody in the world, friends, all at the same time in the same key. And when you're up in your apartment, uptown or downtown, wherever you live, in your house, and your alarm clock goes off in the key of D, and you run out into the streets and you hear the whole world singing Alice's restaurant, and you feel so great, you're about to sing. What are you gonna do if you don't know the words? Friends, you're gonna feel like the whole world's against you. Not only that, but it will be against you. Everybody in the world may come over and step on you just cause you don't know the words to Alice's restaurant. It's gonna be an awful day for you. There's an old line in an old blues that goes, I've been down so long, looks like up to me. And you're gonna be stepped on. All kinds of things gonna happen to you if you don't know the words to Alice's restaurant. Your grandchildren will know the words to Alice's restaurant. And if you want my advice right now, the next time Alice's restaurant chorus comes around, better learn the words. Sing out. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Excepting Alice, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.